I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
I always say I write a good email, so I just like I try to convey to the person I want it to come on the show what the sort of show's about and how much it would mean to me and the listeners if they came and shared their story, and that it would be fun. And because a lot of people write back, I don't know that much about Star Wars, and it's like, oh, you don't have to. It's about your experience in the movie.
And I love that. I love that it's like the experience of the situation. It's like, because certain people, like, obviously there's people who are not as diehard, they're not collectors, they're not like, they're not making it their goal in life to have every figure. It's, you know, people like me, you know what I mean? But like,
well, maybe one of the best episodes was the one with my comedian friend Ash Williams, who his lack of knowledge about Star Wars is what made it so funny.
Oh, yes. Okay, I remember this episode.
And he's like...
He didn't even know what the prequels between the original trilogy. He was just like, yeah, it's just, it's all good, whatever,
but,
right?
But the thing is, he's like one of the funniest people I've ever met. So just to get him, I just knew if I just got him to talk about Star Wars, like just to get him to explain to me the plot of Star Wars, I just knew that, like, it would result in, like, the fact that he thought the Millennium Falcon was called the Morning Emu.
That is the best. That's hilarious.
Now, another one of my favorite episodes, and it's the most downloaded episode, so, but not because that's why.
It definitely, it's my episode, right?
Yeah.
The first introduction.
No. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that one. But my second other one, the second highest downloaded, was the Force Awakens reaction episode.
Yes.
Just because the night was... it was so crazy. Like, just that all these people had come from around the world to watch the film with us. And, I don't know, just... like, how happy people were that night blew me away. And
the excitement of that episode was, there was so much energy listening to that. You could just tell just off of that.
Yeah, and the fact that it worked.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a dumb idea that I sort of had in my head, and I told to Graham Elwood from Comedy Film Nerds on an episode, and he's just like, yes, do it, I'm coming. And I'm like, you're in California, you're never gonna come. Do you know what I mean? Like, and he came. Like, he came from California with Chris. And I don't know, just beforehand, people were just so happy. Like, I get choked up just thinking about it. And
aww,
the fact that people, like, equated that happiness a little bit with something I organized. And a lot of people, the other thing is, a lot of people were there that were like, I wouldn't have been excited about this if it wasn't for your podcast. Like, so a lot of people started listening to Steel Wars because of Green Guide Letters. They just, I don't know, were just nice enough to go, oh, okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, because if you listen to Green Guide Letters, every once in a while you bring up Star Wars, which is impressive that most of the time you do not bring up Star Wars. For me, that's like a big deal. I'm like, wow, he's probably thinking of something Star Wars related right now at this moment when someone says something. I don't know. When something's brought up, and I'm just... It's funny to me. And then when you hear the Steel Wars episodes, it's like... oh, he was thinking the same thing as me. He was thinking that was a good time to, like, throw something out there, but he didn't do it. He didn't take advantage of the situation.
Yeah, so it's crazy that... just how much happiness that night brought to people. And, like a few of my... like... Like Dave Callan, who's like a comedian friend of mine, but he's sort of like a, like, you know, like an elder statesman of comedy in in Australia. Like, do you know what I mean? He's like, you know, sort of one of the bigger names, and he's such a good guy, and like he's a massive nerd as well. And he sort of was just said to me, "Oh, you've," like, he was just so complimentary about it that yeah, it was really sweet.
Aww.
And yeah, the next day I just like just crumbled. I was so tired.
I think I was messaging you the next day, because for the next day was my day here.
Oh yeah, you hadn't seen
it
yet.
And I was like, we have to talk about this as soon as possible. I remember that. And you were just like, at this ease, you were just like, yeah man, it happened. Everything that we've been planning is just, it just happened. You're a very happy guy those days.
Yeah.
Well, you still are, but
the and to have people, because my whole thing about it was like, just get into it, because this will never happen again. It will never be like this. This is the eclipse while the Halley's Comet goes past.
Exactly.
At winter solstice. Like, it's just, it's never, like, things are not never going to cross that way to build up such a hype and to have...
We'll have our episode 8, episode 9, but to have that return like that was, like, how strong that was, it'll never happen again.
And, like, just like the first time. So, it was just like a thing, like... to get people into it and then them to come, like, I know people that sort of got into Star Wars because of the podcast and then, you know, traveled from interstate to, you know, have that, you know, that experience. And I, you know, organized all these buses and it was logistically brutal. Like, it was like when it all worked out, like,
I can't even imagine what that was like.
Like, when I got home and it all worked out, I was like, how did that? That was quite lucky.
That's incredible, man. So, I don't know if this has been asked before, but what is your favorite background character of Star Wars?
Ooh.
Like, I can't, I've listened to the podcast. I've been on it. There's just one thing I can't remember. I don't know if it happened on your mom, with your episode with your mom. I just... What's your favorite background character in Star Wars?
I don't know. Does Wicket count as a background character?
No. He's a main character.
He's a main character.
He's a main character.
I'm going to go... I'm pretty partial to that Max Rebo.
Ooh. Max Rebo.
I like his beats. Like his vibe.
He's got some sick beats. That's absolutely true. He's got a band. He's a cool dude. I mean, like... punk rock a little bit, you know what I mean? Like the original non-edited film, he's kind of a badass. I like that.
And I just love like the piano and like that Kenner.
Yeah.
Like three pack and stuff was so good.
Oh, that Kenner three pack's beautiful. It's one of the greatest things they produced.
And it's such just a perfect Star Wars thing, like a blue chubby man elephant playing a piano. Like, it's just like,
it's so awesome. That's, it's just so like cool. Okay.
It's like George Lucas just like he had a bunch of random words in a hat and pulled them out. Like, blue elephant piano. Brilliant. We've got a new character.
To hear the full episode along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys, as well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.